Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabosai. I hope everyone is doing well. And the Golas Corona from our base Medrash, we hope will be ending shortly. Yesterday we spoke about some of the practical elements of the Malacha of Borer. In particular, we discussed the Shaila of Borer by books and the like. That was yesterday's conversation. We haven't fully completed Borer. We haven't fully touched on La'alter, although yesterday we mentioned it very briefly. But I want to talk about Tochein. And through Tochein, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, if not today, then tomorrow, we'll get back to La'alter by Borer. So let's begin Tochein. It's a Gemara on Daf, what's it called? Daf Ayin Daled Amid Beis. We're turning over the page. Ayin Daled Amid Beis. The Gemara has a few short lines, and it is mamish. It's unbelievable how many different perspectives in Rishonim we can find in just these few short lines of the Gemara. Zakti Gemara v'hatochein, that one of the Lamed Tas Malachos is Tochein. Amrav Papa, Hai Man, the way we have the Girsa is Deporim Silka. A person who takes Silka, we know from Perek Arvei Psachim, is one of the things on the Ka'ara. Right? Silka is a beet that was there to commemorate the Shnei Tavshilin. So a person is Purim. That's our Girsa, Silka. You take a beet and you're Purim it. You Chayiv Toichin. Chayiv Mishum Toichin. The Lashon of Chayiv Mishum, and this is a point that we've made a number of times in the Perek, Chayiv Mishum indicates that we're talking about a tolda rather than an av malacha. So if I'm chayiv mishum tochein, that means that this is a tolda of tochein, not an av of tochein, which of course leaves the question open. So what exactly is the av of tochein? Purim silka, the pashtus is it is a tolda of tochein. That's the lashon of the Gemara, Yechayiv Mishum Tochein, and the Rambam in both Perek Zayin and in Perek Ches, the Rambam writes clearly on this case of Purim Soka, Perek Ches Halacha Tesvav. The Rambam writes, Hamachatech Yerek Talush, Hareza Toldas Teichin. So the Rambam says that it's a tolda of Tochein, right? The Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Hey also says a mechatek as a yerek ma'at ma'at levashlo harezu chayiv because it's a tolda of Tochein of Tchina. That's what the Rambam writes. So chayiv, excuse me, chayiv mishum Tochein means that it is a tolda of Tochein, leaving open the question as to what is the av. The Gemara then says, "Amar Rav Menashe, Hayman desalat silti chayiv mishum tochein." It's not only true of beets; it's also true if you cut wood. You cut wood. Rashi says you're cutting etzim dakim lahav ir ha'ish. You're cutting small pieces of wood to make the fire burn. So that's also a chiyuv of tochein. Rav Ashi throws in another malacha. Amar Rav Ashi, kapir amashkasa chayim mishum mechateich. Now, if you care about the size, so then you're chayiv for the malacha of mechateich as well. So the Gemara basically says, Purim soka is chayiv mishum tochein, salat silti is chayiv mishum tochein. We'll talk about the mechateich element later on. Now, sometimes in Shas, the larger issues that come up end up connected to a girsa question. I read the Gemara Purim Silka, and I was focused on what Rashi says here at the beginning of the Silka. Rashi writes Purim Silka, Zakt Rashi, Bimem Garsinon, Velo Besamach. Right? According to Rashi, the word parim with a mem is what we have, as opposed to the word paris with a samach. That's what Rashi says. And Rashi quotes a Gemara in Chulin. Kippa is pirma, right? Kippa is a type of food. And it's pirma in the sense of it is chopped up food. Tosfos seems to have the girsa, the way I have the Tosfos at least, that it's not parim silka, but Tosfos has the girsa paris silka. Then if you notice this, that the girsa that Rashi rejects as being out of hand, Tosfos says, no, that's exactly the girsa that I have. And the text is Paris Silka rather than Purim. Okay, Chevra, what's the difference between Purim and Paris? Think biblical Hebrew. And not only that, I'll give you a hint.
Lo Yifrom.
This week's parasha, no? Aharon has two sons, Nadav and Avihu. They die. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, Roshechem al tifra'u, ubigdechem lo tifromu. No? Bigdechem lo tifromu. So to be poreim is to rip, to tear. What about with the samach? What does the word parus, parois mean with the samach? Also, in biblical Hebrew, think of the what? Hello, paros l'ra'ev lachmecha. Right, Nachon. Right, the prophet Isaiah tells us, and we read this on Yom HaKippurim, that we're supposed to give food to the poor. Hello, paros l'ra'ev lachmecha. Ani merudim tavi bayis. So the word poreim, right, has a biblical link. The word poreis has a biblical link. What's the difference between them?
They're very similar, no?
Very similar, but they're still different, right? If they'd be the same, L'cha'ira Rashi wouldn't make such a point of that the girsa is with a mem, not with a samach. So, Haner Lefianias Daiti, or I found two different explanations over here. In the Shvisas HaShabbos. In the Shvisas HaShabbos, I believe it's in the Hakdama Os Vav. The Shvisas HaShabbos says that Poreim is with a kli. Poreis is biyad. Hello, Paros l'ra'ev lachmecha. Right? You take the bread and you give it. Right? That's what he says. Paros is biyad. Purim is bekli. This idea comes up in Hilchos Avelos or Hilchos Kriya in Shin Mem. So when a person, Rachman Lasson, loses a relative, there's a chiyuv of Kriya. For all kriyvim, the chiyuv of Kriya is bekli. For other ve'imo, there's a different dinim of Kriya for a parent than there is for anyone else. For Aviv and Imo, the chiyuv of Kriya is biyad. If the word poreim has biblical origin, like in this week's parasha, where the Torah says, lo tifromu, so we're speaking to Aaron HaKayin. He lost his sons. Prima means with a kli. Right? Losing sha'ar krovim as opposed to other than emo. So the din of kriya is bikli, not biyad. So that's the Shvisas HaShabbos' distinction. Paros is biyadayim. Right? Purim with a mem is going to be Bikli. However, L'cha'ayra, there is a different Perush, which it seems to me is more Meduyak in Rashi. You see, I stopped Rashi halfway through. Rashi writes, Purim Silka. He quotes the Gemara in Chulin, Kippa is Pirma. Then Rashi says, Purim means Minsier Balaz, Mechatro Hadek. What's Minsier mean? It's a French word that has English. You take an onion and you are Minsier the onion. You mince it. No? M-I-N-C-E. Nachon? What does that mean? To mince an onion. So I think Rashi tells me what it means. Rashi writes that it is hadek. No? Rashi writes that it is mechatre hadek. You chop it very fine. Horace with a samich could mean larger chunks. When I give out challah on Shabbos, I give out a prusas lechem. No? The piece of challah that you get, you don't want mamish an itty-bitty teensy challah. No, you want mamish a prusas lechem. No? Kidei achilas pras. What's a pras? Machlaikis Rashi and the Ramban, nogeya to how quickly you have to eat your matzah at Leil HaSeder. Is a pras a chetzi beitza? Or is a chetzi or a shlish? Nachon?
Harisei akula sheirusa.
Louder, sorry?
Harisei akula sheirusa.
Butza akula sheirusa means that you should make hamotzi on chop off a big piece, but the word prusa is a smaller piece. I think it comes up in Ketzim of Archim also. I didn't look it up, but I think it's clear that the Kedei Achilas Pras means...
One thing which was with Kula Sherusa was that he gave a piece for the Hana for the whole meal.
Right, Batsa Kula Sherusa means I give a piece for the whole meal. That's correct. That's a Chiddush of Shabbos. But ordinarily, the piece... Oh, you're saying that what I do on Shabbos isn't right. I shouldn't give a prusa. I should give a big chunk. But l'cha'ayra...
Yeah, I thought the word over there was paras. Apparently...
I think the word pores means a bigger chunk. It's not minciere. Porem, I think, means that it's minciere. It's cut into tiny pieces. But pores means it's bigger pieces. Ellie, is that a hand I see up?
Niran has also, he has the gears of Paris, it looks like. Niran on Aref, he translates the same, Paris is also Garcin on Shemachat Chohadik. So if Paris and Parim, Rashi says it's Parim, that's Mechat Chohadik.
Yeah.
So Niran says Paris is also Mechat Chohadik.
Yeah.
Unless if,
but the Ran also has the word kolomer.
I mean, it's not so clear that anybody other than Rashi is making a distinction. I only know that Rashi cared and thought there was a difference. So this all works within Rashi, but I don't know necessarily that anybody else really thought there was a distinction or felt strongly to be gore one way or the other.
Again, it's certainly possible.
We do like Rashi, though.
But many, it's not just Rashi who makes a big deal about it. Before Rashi, the Aruch made a big deal about Pores versus Purim. The point that Eli is making in the Ran, that the Ran's Girsa is Pores, but the Ran still says Hadek, I would argue means, what's it called, that there's a Kalimar. It's not necessarily proving anything. But if I'm right, within Rashi, at least, that the difference between Purim and Pores, if you look in the Aruch seems to say that Purim means Chatichos Ketanos. Pores would be Chatichos Gedolos. I don't have my Gemara Oz V'Hadar with me yet. at home. I left it in my makom in the base medrash because I have other Gemara Shabbos home. Does any of you, in the back of the Ozor Hadar, they have the Aruch. Do any of you have that in front of you? I have in my notes that the Aruch says beferish the shtikl Torah, that Purim means tiny pieces, chatichos dakos, and Pureis means gedolos. Any of you have the Aruch? I mean, you probably have it on your computers. Okay, if you find it, you'll tell me. But let's hold this, because Hanir Lofi and Yistaiti, this is a big deal. Let's move on to another topic, or a related topic. Tosfos over here has the Girsa Pureis Silka. And then Taisus writes that the Malacha of Tochein is Dafka B'Silka Shayach Tchina, Avo Sha'ar Oichlem Shari. Right? Taisus writes that the din of Tochein is only by Silka. But the way Taisvis says it is b'sha'ar oichlim, it's mutter. That there is no iser of tchina on food. That's the way Tosis says it. The Rush quotes from Rashi that if you cut your ruckles, dak, you're chayef for toichin. If you cut vegetables, you're chayef for toichin. I don't see those words in Rashi, but the Rush at the end of Simon Hay quotes that from Rashi. I don't see that Rashi is talking about all your ruckles. But he writes, Perush Tamuahu, Dabar Shahu Oichel, Machate Choto dak, Lo Shayech Beitchina. The Rush seems to be saying the same as our Tosfos, which is that the Malacha of Tochein is not Shayach by food. The Karbon Nisanel on the bottom of the Rush explains that food gets chopped up anyway with my teeth. I could eat any way I want. I want to eat big pieces, I want to eat small pieces, it doesn't matter. There's no tochein on food. Actually, the first sentence I said was not precise. What the Karbon Nisanel is saying is that the Torah allows me to eat, pardon, and I can eat big pieces or small pieces. This is an understanding that Tosfos is saying that there is no tochein by any food. That's what Tosfos seems to say. There are other versions of this shita, however, that are slightly different. If you look in the Hagos Ashri on the side of the Rush, Hagos Ashri writes that Dafka Silka sounds the same as Taisa so far. Avosha'ar Yerakais Lo. Right? Unlike Taisa who says Sha'ar Uchlen Lo, unlike Taisa who says that there's no tochein on other foods, the Hagos Ashri writes, L'cha'ira within Taisvis, L'cha'ira, he says that Sha'ar Yerakos, that there is no tochein on vegetables. Taisus seems to say there's no tochein on any food. Hagos Ashri seems to say there's no tochein on any vegetable. If you look in the Shilte Giborim on the side of the Rif on Daf Lamed Beis bidape harif. Lam beis hamanah bidape harif. Shulti Giborim writes, I'll read his words to you. Mihu tosfis kosfu, davka bachatichas yerek shayich tchina, avolo b'sha'aroichlam. Right? In other words, what we have over here, I think, is a machlaikas how to understand the tosfis. The Hagos Ashri's take on tosfis is that there is no tochein on any yerek. The point that is davka in the tosis is only silka. There's only tochein on beets. But other vegetables, says Hagos Ashri, there's no tochein. The Shulte Giborim, however, says that the word silka in tosis is lav davka. And what Taisus means is that dafka by yerukos there is tochein, but not by sha'ar ochlim. Only vegetables have tochein, not other foods. Rambam, Maimonides, he was Jewish. Perek Chaf Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos. Vashtein Rambam, Chaf Aleph Halacha Yudches. The Rambam tells me, Hamechatech es hayerek dach da, Kareza told us tochein b'chayiv. The Rambam writes that yerek, vegetables, has tochein, right, against the Hagayis Ashri, who says that, or I should say, right, against the Hagayis Ashri. Hagayis Ashri says that there's no tochein on yerakos. Therefore, lefikach, and the Rambam presents a Tosefta that we'll talk about in a few today. We'll talk about this Tosefta at some point for sure. Lefikach emir askin os ha-shachas os ha-charuf upnei behema ben daka ben gasa upnei shenir ketochein. Ava mechatchin es ha-deluin lefnei ha-behema es ha-navei lefnei ha-klorim shein tchina bepeiros. Ein tchina bepeiros. If I read this Rambam correctly, and there are two girsaos in the Magad Mishnah about what the text of the Rambam is. The way I have the Rambam is saying ein tchina bepeiros, meaning there is only tochein by yerakos, but not by peiros. There's a difference between a bore pri ha'adama and a bore pri ha'etz. Right? Again, this is all like Sisrei Torah. Right now, we're just like giving an outline of the Shitos. But for the Rambam, there is only Tochein on Yerukos, not on Peiros. The Magen Mishnah has a different Girsa in the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah's Girsa in the Rambam is Ein Tochein Ela the Peiros. Right? The way we have the Rambam, Tochein is by Yerukos, not by Peiros. The Magen Mishnah has a girsa which is difficult. Ein tochein ella, ella be Peiros. Again, the hesber of all of this will have to be given. But be it as it may, let's just talk about Tosfos. The Franco-German Balei HaTosfos. So the way that we have this Tosfos is that there is a limitation on tochein. Tochein does not apply to everything. It applies only to silka, or the Shulte Giborim's version of Taisus that only applies to yerakos. But other foods, there's no tochein at all. Not only is there no iser d'oraisa, Taisus uses the lashon shari. It's mutter. Tosis on Kuf Yud Dalet Amid Beis. Right, there's a din that Knivas Hayerek is mutter on Yom HaKippurim, but not Yom HaKippurim Shechalios B'Shabbos. What is Knivas Hayerek? We already spoke about this in the Malach of Borer. Comes up in Perek Aleph of Shvisas Osar Halacha Gimel. But Knivas HaYerek is something. I'll say it like that. Knivas HaYerek is something that we allow you to do on Yom HaKippurim, La'is Erev, in order that you should start to chalash for food. It increases your inoy, because you're osek in the food. It makes you feel worse that you are fasting. Toisvis, kuf yudalad amid beis, dira maschol knivas hayerek. Tosus writes, it's like I have it five lines before the lines get wide in the Tosus. Tosus writes, lo dummy, lo hoda amar periklal godol, haiman de poris silka chay mishum toichin. Our case of knivas hayerek is not like, right? The Gemara in Kuf Yudal about knivas hayerek is not like the Gemara in Ayin Dalet about paris silka. The hasa mayri kisha osa chatichos dakos ma'od. The hacha mayri kisha osa chatichos gedolos. Right? The Balei HaTosfos on Kuf Yudal are about by Akasha. How can I permit knivas hayerek in order to make me chalash for food at the end of the day on Yom HaKippurim? There's a malacha involved. You're chopping the vegetable, right? Chopping, right, is a malacha of tochein. Tosus says, no, an ayin dalet, it's chatichos dakos me'ot. An ayin dalet, it's very small pieces. On kuf yud dalet, it's chatichos gedolos, it's bigger pieces. Meaning, l'cha'ora, that according to Tosfos, there would be a malacha of tochein on yerek, on vegetables. The only thing is that the malacha only applies when you cut the vegetable very small. And on kuf yudalet, I'm talking about cutting the vegetables into chatichos gedolos. So everybody, I don't know everybody, but on the side of our tosis on ayin dalet, they're mitzayin the tosis on kuf yud dalet, and l'cha'ora, what they mean is that there's a stira in tosis. Because if our tosis is saying that the malacha of tochein is only by silka, it's only by beets, not by other stuff, so there's no kasha from knivas hayerek. Knivas hayerek isn't a beet. It's something else, some other vegetable. It's not a beet. So there's a stira in the Tosfos. L'cha'ora. Now, if the Shilte Hagiborim's version of Tosfos is correct, that what Tosfos means to say is that tochein is only shayach by yirakos as opposed to other foods, so then there's no steer in the Tosfos. Because on Kuf Yudalid, when Tosfos is bothered by the question that shouldn't there be an Isra tochein when you do knivas hayerek, the answer is yes. By Yerukos, there is tochein. Absolutely. And according to the Shulte Giborim, when our Tosfos says dafka silka, it didn't mean dafka silka. It meant dafka Yerukos. Vegetables have tochein. Other foods, there's no tochein. Other foods being like peros, there's no tochein. Now, what's the Hesber of this idea? So I think the Hesber is something like the Rambam says. Right? We read that Rambam already in Perek Chof Aleph Halacha Yud Ches. The Rambam who's mechalek between Yerukos and Peros. And if I put that Rambam together with the Rambam in Perek Zayin and in Perek Ches, in Perek Zayin and Perek Ches, the Rambam has an expression that a bialei tochein, if it is levashel, when I cut up the vegetable in order to cook it. No? My guess is, I have no real understanding, but fruits were eaten raw. Vegetables were eaten cooked. The distinction between a boire pri adome and a boire pri ha'etz isn't really what we're getting at. What we're getting at is a distinction between, again, we being the Shulte Giborim's version of Tosfos, which I contend is the same as that Rambam 21:18. They are mechalik between peros and yirakos, but the pashtus in the chiluk is like the Rambam writes, the melacha is levashlo, meaning if I have something that is not yet usable, I have to cook it. And in order to cook it, I cut it. I can't really cook it until it's cut. And unless I cut it and cook it, it's not usable. Das heißt tochen. But peros, which is usable right now, there's no tochen. That's what I would argue is the pshat in this Tosfos. But again, the way I have to read the Tosfos, right, when Tosfos says dafka silka, right, like the Shulte Giborim is saying, it doesn't mean dafka silka in the sense of only beets, but it means only yirakos, as opposed to sha'ar ochlim, which means ochlin as being peros. That's what I would say the pshat in Tosfos. Again, can I be sure? No, I can't be sure of anything. Now, I'm sure that there's, right, only Hashem Echad, that I'm sure of. The Ribono Shel Olam is unique, right, Yachidim Yuchad, etc. But I'm not sure of much else in the world. That I'm sure of. Okay? So far, so good? And
is Silka Nechal only Mevushal? Is Silka Nechal Chai, or?
Tell me, can you eat a beet when it's Ruah? Did you ever eat a Ruah beet in your life?
Never tried.
Never tried. It's not edible, Ruah. A beet is only edible when it is minceered, when it is cut up and cooked. A beet is not edible, Ruah. That much I know for sure. I know this from experience. I made a few dishes with beets for a yontiv. My traditional Pesach food was potatoes and beets. That's what people would eat. Okay. Now, this Perush has an advantage in that it solves my issue with Tosfos. It solves the apparent contradiction between Tosfos on Ayin Dalet and Tosfos on Kuf Yud Dalet. However, if I take the Perush of the Hagosa Shri and the Perush of the Rush, that there is no tochen on food items, l'choira. So I have a stira. How come Tosfos on Kuf Yud Dalet had to tell me that the reason why there is no tochen is because it is big pieces. Typically, that there's no tochen because it's doch a vegetable, right? It's a food. There's no tochen on food. Why does Tosfos on Kuf Yud Dalet have to say because the pieces are big? Lamer Zagin, that the reason why there's no tochen is because it's a vegetable. That's a shaila. That's a stira in Tosfos. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I would like to propose to you the following idea, which is my own, as far as I know. I did not see it. Lo ra'iti kahina bisvarim. But it seems to me that this might be correct. I would argue that what Tosfos is saying on Ayin Dalet is paris silka. Big cuts of beets is teichin. By every other food, big cuts is not teichin. Only little cuts is teichin by other foods. Haiman deporis silka. Davka by silka. Am I going to be chayiv on big pieces? By sha'ar eichlim, it's mutter to cut big pieces, but little teeny pieces is going to be usser. And that's exactly what Taisus is telling me on Kuf Yud Dalet on the base. Taisus on Kuf Yud Dalet is bothered by the kasha. What's the heter of knivas yerek? And for Taisus, I'll tell you the heter of knivas yerek. It's big pieces. Big pieces is mutter by everything besides a silka. That's the way I want to learn Judaism.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Doesn't Tosos himself, I mean, this might not be such a big question, doesn't Tosos himself in Yuma say that this is not like the other one there because of the difference in size, and over there it's big?
Yes. Yes, that seems to be what Tosos is saying.
You can resolve both the Tosos as holding the same halachas, but they have different reads of the Gemara.
So, I was bothered by this. All I'm trying to say is I think the maskana of the two Tosasin are the same. You're right. They seem to be going in different directions of, you know, Tosas on Kuf Yud Dalet should have no question at all. Right? And
not a matter of question or not question.
And I'll say it like this. And Taisus on Kuf Yud Dalet seems to be saying that our Gemara on Ayin Dalet is talking about Chatichos Dakos, when we just said that the Gemara on Ayin Dalet is talking about, with respect to Silka, Chatichos Gedolos. So I'm reading the Tosfos in the sense that I have to add a line into the Tosfos. Right, I'm adding...
you want your silka and to eat it too. I don't think. I had to. Then it could just not be a question. It could be an anachanami that Tosfos, the Tosfos, are agreeing with Allah, and they just disagree on how to read the Gemaras. It's a possibility.
I think that's true. They disagree about how to read the Gemara and the Halacha. They agree. So, acharei kechlos hakol, right? By silka, big pieces is chayiv. By other yerukais, small pieces only is going to be chayiv.
Silka dehainu all vegetables? Like Rabbi was saying, anything that you wouldn't eat raw? Because Paris, you would eat raw.
This is
not
the point that I'm somewhat uncertain about that we'll have to discuss. You see, within our Tosas on Ayin Dalet, there's a lot of space. Tosas is contrasting silka to all foods, right? A more reasonable contrast would be silka to all vegetables, which is the way the Hagos HaShri has it. Right? There's a lot of space within the Taisus.
So manishtana silka?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear?
So why is silka any different?
Why is silka any different than Mechayiv on big pieces? Yeah. So I would argue...
Davar Chariv?
Silka is not Davar Chariv.
That prices, silka is not Chariv.
Silka is not Chariv, no. And I don't know why Chariv would matter.
I don't know.
What I would say is
I don't know.
That half a beet is useful also. Right? You don't have to... Remember, if the malacha is that I'm taking food and I'm preparing it labishal, like we want it to be medayik in the Rambam. So most vegetables, when I cook carrots or celery, I do mincir. I cut it up into tiny pieces. Beets, right? I will cook half a beet. A full beet, right? Maybe not. Half a beet, yes. Again, I'm not sure. The exact reasoning behind this? Why would it be that dafka by sukkah my chayiv on big pieces, but by sha'ar oichlim or sha'ar yerukos, it's only tiny pieces? I need to think this through. Maybe you guys could help me as to why this would be true. But
the thing is, like, you can put carrots. My cousin puts her kids don't like the chunks, so she puts the carrots in whole into the soup. I remember my parents would boil a whole pot of whole beef and whatever, give them whole. Yeah, you can
So again, what I would say is, that it depends on rove people and how most people do cooking. Some people will cook a whole carrot. I also contend that some people might even cook a whole beet. But I'm trying to figure out the way rove people cook. Now, again, I don't know. I don't know if I'm right. One of you made the hara before, I forgot who, that just because Rashi makes a big deal that there's a difference between Purim and Pores, who says the other Rishonim are sensitive to that, right? Well, one of you had that ha'ara, and I said, take a look in the Aruch. I don't know. But Imtim Salomar, that this distinction between Purim and Pores is a correct distinction, so then what is possible to say is that Tosis is arguing that big pieces, the prusa is going to be chayiv only by silka. Now, the Chazon Ish, Reb Avram Yeshaya Karelitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Chacham Ovadia always calls him Mofet Hador, right? I think in the sense of it's kim'at not shayich to understand how one Jew who was relatively close to our time could have known so much Torah. He wrote mamash on every aspect of Torah, kodshim, taharas, everything, no? How did he do it? Right? It's mamash Mofet Hador. Right, the Chazon Ish, like, wow. Chazon Ish is not sure, or Chazon Ish doesn't understand. Simen Nun Zayin in the Chazon Ish is all about Tochen. And the Chazon Ish doesn't understand why it would be that there is no Tochen on foods. And why would it be that there's no Tochen on vegetables? He quotes that the Agos HaShri says there's no tochen on vegetables. He writes about the Agos HaShri, lo matzati lo chaver. Right? He doesn't have any friends. The Agos HaShri had no friends. No one agreed with him. The Rush sounds like there's no tochen on ochlim. The Rush is kasha that we saw on Rashi. So the Chazon Ish says the Rush can't really mean that. Because the Tur, who's the son of the Rush, doesn't quote his father's Shita. It's mamish a funny raya that the Chazon Ish has. The fact that the Tur doesn't quote the Rush, that there's no tochin by Ochlim, is indicative of the fact that the Rush never really meant it.
The Shach uses that type of diuk all the time.
The Shach uses this type of diuk, that's correct. These are funny diyukim, though. I mean, Jake, the fact that the Shach does it and the Chazon Ish does it doesn't make it any less funny. Do you agree with that point? Yeah.
They were honorable men.
They are honorable men. Thank you, Caesar. But...
Gabby?
Yeah.
If the Rush meant it and the two wanted to disagree with it, would he be more likely to leave it out or explicitly disagree? He might just be avoiding explicitly disagreeing with his father and just leave it out of deference, not explicitly disagree. No, I don't know.
That's interesting. I mean, I think that's something that you'd have to prove. Like, does the Tur ever disagree with his father? I don't know. I don't know if the Torah ever disagrees with his father.
I mean, he might disagree, but he'll do it in a more subtle way of just like leaving it.
I mean, that's a radical notion. The fact that maybe the Torah is arguing with the Rush and he doesn't quote the Rush because tzipasnisht to disagree exclusively with his father. It's possible. I'm not arguing that it's impossible. I do think that we need to have some sort of evidence that you sowed. It's a radical you sowed. I think I'd need some evidence.
That's what I was asking, like, does he ever disagree with Thera? If he never disagrees with Thera, it should be very surprising to think that he mamish always agrees with his father on mamish everything.
I don't know. There's a discussion in the Chida, in the Shem HaGadolim, in terms of when I recognize, when I count the number of Rishonim. So do I count the Tur and the Rush as being two separate Rishonim, or do I count them as Hainu Hach? No?
Uh-huh. The Shekhar talks about that with the Rambam and the Rimigash.
Correct. Right. I mean, that, yeah. Same idea. So the Chazon Ish writes that when our Taisvis, I'm reading you his words, V'divrei HaTosas Shalofoneinu, Shekasu D'Sha'ar Ochlem Shari, Yesh Lefaresh Alpas. Zak the Chazon Ish, that when Tosos says, Sha'ar Ochlem Shari, Sha'ar Ochlem, what are other foods? Bread. Be all, end all, end of conversation. Bread is mutter. Why is bread mutter? Many Rishonim have a lashon, smag, yureim, ein tochin achar tochin. Bread was already ground once. Ein tochin achar tochin. You can't double grind. You can't violate the malacha twice. Now, by the way, when I say ein toichin achar toichin, that means l'cha'ora only, like what we spoke about the previous semester with Bishul. Ein Bishul achar Bishul is only when the second Bishul doesn't add, enhance, do more than the first Bishul did, right? That's what we spoke about, the Yireim and the Ravya. Bishul achar fi, afi achar Bishul, when there's a different flavor, etc. There has to be toichin achar toichin. And I have a raya from a pasuk and from Avodas Yom HaKippurim. The Kayin Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, right? Or the Mishnayis writing Yuma, that before Yom HaKippurim, you take the Ketores, Machziron L'machteshes, you put the Ketores into the grinder a second time, because the Ketores on Yom HaKippurim has to be Daka Min Hadaka. No? Yom HaKippurim, it has to be Daka Min Hadaka. Regular Ketores is Daka. How come you Machzirin L'Machteshes Erev Yom HaKippurim? Because you can't do it on Yom Kippur. Because it would be an Isser Taichin. No? Why is it an Isser Taichin? I ain't Tolchin Achat Tolchin. Teretz is that what? The second Trina does more than the first Trina. When the second Trina does more, you can be chayiv. That's the pshat.
Really? Yeah, just according to the Chazon Ish, what does Davka Basilka mean?
What does Davka Silka?
Davka Basilka.
I think the Chazon Ish is reading Davka Silka in a broader way even than the Shilte Giborim read it, right? If you remember, the Shilte Giborim's read on Davka Silka is Davka Vegetables, right? And the Chazon Ish's reading of Davka Silka is Davka Eichlem, as opposed to the one type of Ochel being bread, right? Are you masking that this is Shver?
Sounds very... It's not even like Davka, one type of food as opposed to another. It's Davka. It's not anything like this. It's just...
The Chazon Ish's read on the Tosfos is what we would say in Yiddish, very, very far-fetched, right? Like, I don't know. I agree with that, right? Divrei HaTosfos, the Sha'ar Ochlim, Yesh Lefaresh, Al Pas only. And therefore, you can't make a sniff from the Hagosa Shri. He can't make a sniff from the Rush. And the Chazon Ish is convinced La Halacha that there is tochen by foods. I think Jake a few minutes ago was Madame the Chazon Ish to the Shach on some level, which is, I think what we could say is like stooping their understanding into all the Rishonim. Now, it's really pushing a big truck through a very narrow hole, right? The Chazon Ish is trying to say that all the Rishonim agree with me. Not at all simple.
Rebbe, going back a moment on the tochen acher tochen issue.
Yeah.
Is it possible that we can understand tochen acher? Once again, by Bishel, we had a machloka. Man, are we showing him whether Ein Bishel Acher Bishel is a lachic statement or a culinary one?
Yeah.
If we understand Ein Tochen Acher Tochen be a culinary statement, but En Acher Nami, if there is something that would be accomplished with Usser, then by the Ketores and Yom Kippur, really, Be'emes Uvitamin, there's no Tochen Acher Tochen. Because it's not enough, because there's no real distinction. But here in this one specific instance, there is, either because halachically it's required for Yom HaKippurim, or because maybe Ketores is different than
Otam. I agree with that. Like ordinarily, maybe there's Ein Tochen Acher Tochen, but over here, there is. In other words, the idea that to say that Ein Tochen Acher Tochen is categorical, I think the Ketores Dakum and the Dakum Yom HaKippurim rejects that idea. That I said. I think that's absolutely correct. Are we saying something different?
I just don't think from here you have a raya that Ein Tochen Acher Tochen isn't. You don't have a raya that Ein Tochen Acher Tochen doesn't exist. You just have a raya that there are exceptions.
Okay. I mean, that, as you're saying, maybe the Ketores and Yom HaKippurim proves that Yesh Tochen Acher Tochen in general. Right? You could either prove that Yesh Tochen Acher Tochen in this one case, or it could prove Yesh Tochen Acher Tochen in general. Those are two possibilities. Now, Hanir Lofi and Yistaiti, and this is already me talking on my own, but I would say that what motivates many Rishonim in our sugya is the Maisim B'chol Yom. This is known as the type of motivation Jacob Katz would say, because you see that people are doing something, so you have to defend Minhag Kla Yisrael. And one of the things that people would do is that they would feed their animals on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and they'd take a piece of bread and they'd crush it up and give it to the animal. And the shaila is, how can they do that? Isn't there tochen? So to answer that question, Tosis developed a yesod that ain tochein ba'eichlem, or ain tochein beperos, right? Or the meaning there's only tochein by yerukos. Or the Chazon Ish's take on Tosis, ain tochein bepas, because ain tochein achar tochein.
Is there tochein by wheat?
By wheat. Isn't that the
like,
yes, when I take wheat and make flour, of course there's tochein. In fact, what I would say is,
I shna wheat versus vegetables versus heroes. Like,
so I'll tell you my shna. This is something I probably should have mentioned earlier in this year, but the pashtus and tochein, if you would ask 10 people walking down the street, what is grinding? They'd say grinding means you make something into flour. That's grinding. When I grind wheat, it becomes flour. When I grind a vegetable, when I cut a vegetable, I don't make flour. I make tiny pieces or small pieces. There's a big difference between flour and cut vegetables. No? Does it still have the a cut piece of celery? A tiny still is nikar as celery, but flour is not nikar as wheat. The pashtus would be that the av malacha of tochein is making flour.
Is there a difference between flour and cut peppercorn?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Is there a difference between flour and cut peppercorn?
And peppercorns?
Cut peppercorns.
Again, it depends how much you crush it. The question is it nikar? The pashtus is that the av malacha of tochin is I make something into flour, dahainu, not nikar. It could be a peppercorn also. It's not nikar. I'm willing to say that. But it could be that the reason why our Gemara is only a tolda is because it still is nikar afterwards. The din between parim silka, paris silka, and making flour is whether it is nikar afterwards. I'm willing to say that. Now,
what if it's more nikar after you grind it? The hainu is something is more recognizable as salt after you grind it than as a big chunk.
Is there anything that's more nikar after you grind it? I don't know.
Salt is more recognizable as salt if you grind it up. People aren't used to seeing big chunks of salt. I don't know.
Oh, big chunk. But again, a big chunk of salt, I'm not used to seeing it in terms of they don't sell it in the store, but everybody knows it's salt. Salt ore is a thing. Okay, Noah Chevra, we're going to pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow I want to talk about this Ran, the Rashba, etc. And I want to maybe, if we have a chance, do the Trumas Hadeshen. Those are the two sugyas that remain in Tochen. Three lines of Gemara. And Mamesh, like the Rishonim, go to town. Okay, Chevra, have a wonderful, blessed, and marvelous, memorable day. Kol Tov.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you.